Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for our scripture readings, which remind us that the basis of our faith is to love you with our whole being and to love people. And this, of course, presents a challenge to us, but you've given us your Holy Spirit, our interior teacher, to help us and to remove obstacles in our lives that prevent us from fulfilling this great commandment. So we ask you to fan into flame that gift in our own minds and hearts. Help us to overcome obstacles in our life, to reflect your love and mercy to the people around us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So today we have a great set of scripture readings to work with, and I want to talk a little bit about the true nature of love. Love is always interested in the truth and what's best for people. And so Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:15, speak the truth in a spirit of love. Speak the truth in a spirit of love. And I think we're living in a world more like Pilate. What is truth? People no longer believe in truth. And Moses was reminding us, the Lord was reminding Moses in the first reading about the natural law, that the law of God is engraved in our hearts. It's just covered up by a lot of compromise and confusion because of our fallen condition. But it's something that we can live by. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so love is always interested in what's best for people. And there's kind of a false sense of compassion in our world today where we don't confront people that are doing things that are destructive and harmful, maybe even jeopardizing their own eternal salvation, because we think that's not a kind thing to do. And so they just further spiral out of control, and they just, you know, kind of self-destruct. And that's not love at all, because love is always interested in what's the good of the other. And so Jesus never bent the truth for us, you know. Remember the man, the rich man, you have too many possessions. And he looked at him with love and said, you have too many possessions, and this is hindering you from loving people and putting God and people first in your life. You can change that. But he went away sad because he didn't want to change that. We don't know what happened after he went away. Maybe he changed his mind, right? Like the one brother that said, I'm not going to go work in the vineyard tonight. Then he went out and did it. And the one that said he would didn't go. So we can always change and grow in loving God and loving people. That's our whole process of conversion. But the important thing is that it requires self-examination. And so everybody in the Bible had an excuse today in the gospel reading about why they couldn't help this poor man who was half dead and left and beaten. And of course, for the Levite, you're not allowed to touch anyone with an open wound and blood. It was part of the Levitical law. But blood was contaminated, and they had a huge kind of fear of that. So, you know, he had a reason, but love is radical. So he could have said, you know, the most important thing is people. And so that's always why we have to be in a place of discernment. Lord, what do I do in this situation? And that's why I've been saying lately, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jude, build yourself up in your most sacred faith. But when we're confronted with a difficult situation, we have to be able to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, what do I do? What do you want me to do right now? Sometimes we'll get it right. Sometimes we may get it wrong. Sometimes we're driven by a spirit of fear. Sometimes we're biased. I don't want to help that person. I don't like them. They're not one of me. They're not one of my political party, or they're not as part of my group or that group. And that prevents us from loving. And we're going to be held accountable for that on Judgment Day. What makes me pass by someone in need? Is it fear? Selfishness? We have to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to draw us into a deeper conversion and a deeper ability to rise above all the divisive things that are going on right now in our society. People are just unhinged and promoting violent things and saying hateful things. And the Lord's like, I want my people to rise above that and be an example for others. And so the Holy Spirit helps us do that. But we have to be able to examine ourselves. What in my heart and mind is preventing me from reaching out to this person? The Lord puts his own house in order first before we start helping other people put their houses in order. Then the last thing is do the best we can. You know, I know as we look at the news and just our own lives and all the challenges we have, it just seems like sometimes maybe we're spitting in the wind. Can I really make a difference in the world, you know? And Mother Teresa said it best, do small acts of love. Do small things with great love. One of our staff members has that as a signature of her email. So every time it's her name, and then do small things with great love. And I think the enemy likes to overwhelm us, that if you can't do something grand and dramatic, then it doesn't really count for anything. That's not how it works. Small acts with great love. So we don't want to be overwhelmed. We can do a better job of loving people and rising above the divisions of our time with God's grace. Amen? I want to introduce you to another devotional. I have so many over in the rectory. I didn't actually buy this. It was a gift from a seminarian who's now a Catholic priest in our archdiocese. And you can buy them individually. There's 7 volumes, or you can buy the whole set. I got the whole set. Well, I got the full meal deal. They're great. They're called In Conversation with God, and they're reflections on the daily readings. And I found a little passage for today's reading that I thought was really good, and maybe leave us with this challenge or this thought. God places our neighbor and his needs along the road of our life. Love is always ready to do whatever the immediate situation demands. It may not be anything particularly heroic or difficult. Indeed, what is called for is very often something small and simple. This love is not something reserved for important matters, but must be exercised above all in the ordinary circumstances of daily life. It may require offering some small service, perhaps trying to cheer someone up when we find him gloomy, or maybe a word of appreciation and thanks, or smiling, or giving a stranger directions courteously, or listening with interest to what someone has to say. So let's focus on that this week. Amen.